KBBI's Morning News is sponsored by the Homer Foundation, where giving is more than a gift, it's an investment in the place we call home. For 35 years, we've connected generosity to community need on the Southern Kenai Peninsula, providing more than $6 million in local grants and scholarships. Your gift supports students, strengthens nonprofits, and creates a legacy for the future. Give today or plan a gift for tomorrow by visiting homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation, building community through generosity.
Today is Wednesday, December 17th, 2025. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. First up, local vendors will gather at Christian Community Church in Homer this Friday and Saturday for the annual Procrastinator Fair. The church is located across the street from the Pratt Museum. The fair runs Friday from 2 to 8 p.m. and continues Saturday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information can be found on the event's Facebook page. In other news, Alaska voters may consider a ballot proposition next year aimed at tightening the state's citizenship voting requirements. That's if an initiative currently circulating the state gets enough signatures to go before voters next year. Last month, the state's lieutenant governor approved a petition application from Alaskans for Citizen Voting. If voters approve the initiative, state law would change from saying U.S. citizens may vote in elections to saying only U.S. citizens may vote in them. The updated language would apply to state and local elections, a group spokesperson said. Mike Chenault is one of the initiative's three sponsors. The former Republican state representative from Nikiski holds the record for the longest-serving House Speaker, and he says he wants to affirm Alaska's current practice amid looser citizenship voting laws in other states.
There's a pathway for non-citizens to be able to vote. And when you come into the United States, we feel that people should follow the laws.
Across the United States, election citizenship laws are patchwork. Federal law bars non-U.S. citizens from voting in federal elections, but rules vary for state and local elections. Last year, eight states amended their constitution to say that only citizens may vote, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. Alaska law says someone may vote in a state election if, among other things, they are a U.S. citizen. Chenault and other petition proponents say the word may in that part of statute leaves too much ambiguity. That's why they want state law to more clearly say only U.S. citizens may vote in Alaska elections.
You never know what the courts are going to rule at any point in time on any issue. And if we have the ability to cut off that point in time where judge someplace in Alaska has the ability to say whether we change our statutes or we change our voting laws, then that you should take the initiative and go forward with it.
In a written opinion, Alaska Attorney General said the proposal would not change existing voting requirements, but Chenault pointed to an instance earlier this year where that clarity would have helped. In April, the state charged 10 American Samoans living in Whittier with voter misconduct after they voted in city or school board elections. Although American Samoa is a U.S. territory, most of its residents don't have U.S. citizenship. Here's Chenault again.
We're not trying to keep immigrants or any other group of folks out of the election process, but we do have a process to become an American citizen, and you go through that process, and after you're an American citizen, you gain the right to vote in American elections. We believe that's the direction that the state should go.
Stephen Kirch is the public relations manager for the Alaska Division of Elections. He says the division cannot comment on active petitions circling around the state, but that Alaska already requires people to affirm that they are a U.S. citizen when registering to vote. Federal law precludes states from requiring citizenship documentation as a condition of voter registration, he said. To get their proposal on next year's ballot, Alaskans for Citizen Voting needs 34,000 signatures by the time the Alaska legislature convenes next month. An initiative spokesperson was unable to provide the number of signatures collected so far, but said they've received a lot of support and expect to cross that threshold, quote, well in advance of the deadline. State polling data also indicates support. An April 2025 poll of roughly 600 likely Alaska voters found an overwhelming majority, 87%, say only U.S. citizens should vote in state elections. Fewer respondents, about 68%, said they would vote in favor of amending Alaska's constitution to that effect. In October, Alaskans for Citizen Voting reported receiving around $55,000 to support their campaign efforts. Most of that's come from the national chapter, Americans for Citizen Voting. State campaign data show the national chapter has contributed $20,000 in cash and another $30,000 worth of staff time to the Alaska group. And that's it for this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI in Homer on AM 890. And in Seward on 88.1 FM through translator K201AO, also online at kbbi.org. You can send news tips and story ideas to news@kbbi.org. Taking a look at the tides for the Seldovia District, this morning's low tide was at 6:24 a.m. It was a 6.3-foot low for Kachemak Bay. The next high tide will be at 12:21 p.m. That will be a 17.7-foot high for Kachemak Bay. For the Seward District, this morning's low tide was at 5:01 a.m. That was a 4.6-foot low for Resurrection Bay. And high tide is at 11:02 a.m. That will be a 10.9-foot high for Resurrection Bay. Sunrise this morning in Homer will be at 10:02 a.m., sunset at 4:02 p.m. That's for a total of 6 hours of daylight, a loss of 44 seconds from yesterday. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 10:03 a.m. In Seward, the sunrise this morning will be at 9:58 a.m., sunset at 3:49 p.m., for a total of 5 hours, 51 minutes of daylight. That's a loss of 46 seconds from yesterday. And sunrise tomorrow will be at 9:59 a.m. Join us for Coffee Table this morning at 9 a.m. for a discussion with representatives from Haven House to discuss the organization and its mission, Girls on the Run, and the Planet Youth Survey. Call in and join the conversation at 907-235-7721 or email questions to josh@kbbi.org. Then at 1 p.m., The Wheel Watch, hosted by Rachel, and at 9 p.m., Drifter's Escape with Robert. Also, don't miss Radio Storytime this Thursday at 10 a.m. with youth librarian Cinda, with stories to suit the season, including When the Moon Comes by Paul Harbridge, Winter Garden by Janet Fox, and The Lights That Dance in the Night by Yuval Zomer. That's this Thursday at 10 a.m. right here on KBBI. On Thursday at 11 a.m., tune in for Stories of Holiday Magic on Story Borealis, the program dedicated to the art of oral storytelling with host Ingrid Nixon. Again, that's Thursday at 11 a.m. here on KBBI. Thanks for listening. Good morning.